This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. The true economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic is still unclear. Unemployment is extremely high, dwarfing previous records. Small businesses are struggling to survive, and the stock market has been vacillating between extreme lows and highs. Locally, people are concerned about what this is going to mean for themselves, their loved ones, and our community. Rob Henkin, president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, has been analyzing how this pandemic may impact local budgets. He joins me now to talk about the forum's report, aptly titled The COVID-19 Fiscal Fallout for Counties. Rob, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me, Joy.
So frequently, I feel like we end up talking about Wisconsin's odd tax structure as being a major impediment, particularly in Milwaukee County. But right now, it seems that it's actually set us up to be a bit more successful than other states during this, you know, very strange time. Let's start here. How do Wisconsin counties compare to other counties when it comes to their revenue streams?
So Wisconsin counties, when we look across the nation, clearly have more dependence on property tax and on revenues from the state of Wisconsin than most typical urban counties, and less reliance on other revenue sources, including sales taxes. And you're absolutely right. In ordinary times, we would probably consider that to be a detriment, that having such considerable reliance on just two major revenue sources is really something that can be a disadvantage. In an ideal world, you're going to have a more diversified revenue portfolio. In this case, because those two revenue sources on which counties depend are relatively stable, and we really have to emphasize the word relatively here, it's actually an advantage for counties in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, you said we really have to emphasize the word relative here. And of course, one of the ways that we get a lot of our revenue in counties throughout the state is through state aid. So when we're looking at how the pandemic is impacting that kind of aid, what are we looking at?
Well, so much of this is still speculative, Joy. I think first and foremost, there's a state budget that, of course, has already been enacted. It's a two-year state budget. And so in ordinary times, this would be a year of relative stability because the state dollar amounts in terms of the shared revenue program, in terms of highway aids, in terms of transit aids, and other big sources of revenue that come from the state of Wisconsin, those are essentially in place until June 30th of next year because of the current two-year budget. But here's the problem. There is a considerable likelihood that because of the state's own revenue shortfalls in areas like sales and income taxes, that state leaders are going to have to go back into the state budget, particularly for the second year of the biennium that starts on July 1st of this year. And we don't know what they're going to have to do, but clearly there is a likelihood of across-the-board cuts or just selective cuts in programs that could severely impact county governments.
Yeah, so state aid is one of the big ones. Some of us have thought, well, you know, it's planned out, so it's going to be stable. But as you mentioned, things are extraordinary. Things are not typical. When it comes to federal aid, do we have an idea of what we're looking at, or is that also up in the air?
Much is still up in the air. We do know that under the original federal CARES legislation, that the state of Wisconsin was due to receive about $2.3 billion, and that there were specific carve-outs for the three largest local governments in the state, two of which were counties, Dane County and Milwaukee County, as well as the city of Milwaukee. So what is certain is that there are considerable dollar amounts, perhaps as much as $100 million or more for Milwaukee County, for example, that will be available to those three governments. The issue here is that right now it looks like those dollars are heavily restricted. So they are for new costs and added costs that have been incurred occurred directly as a result of the pandemic, but they cannot be used to fill in the gap for these revenue shortfalls that virtually all counties are going to be experiencing, and that certainly our two largest counties are going to be experiencing even more on a proportional basis than other counties. And then, of course, the other huge wild card here is what federal money is going to be available to the state that may be able to preclude the state from having to go back into that two-year state budget and make some changes. And so the CARES Act here, too, provided some initial assistance. I think the huge question mark is that there is discussion on a major new piece of federal legislation that would provide considerable additional dollars for both states and potentially local governments. But right now, that is in the very beginning stages of negotiation on Capitol Hill.
Okay. Yeah, that was actually my next question. So going back into your report, you mention the 0.5% sales tax that some counties levy, and this could have a big impact in some places, at least. How many counties have this tax, and how much revenue does it bring in a place like Milwaukee?
So right now, 68 of the state's 72 counties have availed themselves of the opportunity to levy up to a half-cent countywide sales tax. Interestingly, two of the four that haven't are in southeast Wisconsin, Waukesha County and Racine County. So you really have to take a look across those 68 counties to see what the degree of reliance on sales tax revenues is. It's a low of 2.8% in Florence County to a high of 15.1% in Ozaukee County. But where this is most impactful is in some of the larger counties where even though the percentage might not be up to that 15% level in terms of their reliance, which means the sales tax percentage is a percentage of their overall revenue pie, but these dollar amounts are massive. So in Milwaukee County, the county expects about $80 million in 2020 of sales tax revenue. So even just a 10 to a 15% hit there could be a loss of more than $10 to $12 million of revenue for the county. We have seen Dane County estimate that its potential hit from the COVID-19 decline in sales activity is going to be in the $25 million range. When I spoke to Milwaukee County officials about 10 days ago, they were estimating perhaps as much as $17 million. But this is very fluid, and in all likelihood, that has grown even worse as the impacts of the pandemic continue to linger.
Well, and one of the things that you mention in the report is that, of course, people are still spending money at different places, but one of the big places they're going to is grocery stores, and we don't have taxes on that.
Precisely. So, you know, you think about it. We all know that sales, just as a whole across the board, have obviously declined precipitously because of safer at home restrictions, et cetera. But then you look at two areas where maybe they haven't declined: are grocery sales, where they've actually increased because people are staying at home, and pharmaceuticals. Well, those are two areas that in the state of Wisconsin are exempt from the sales tax. So in the state, those counties and state government that are reliant on sales tax revenues, they're getting hit very hard by declines in sales for retail, sales for bars and restaurants and hotels, but they are not enjoying the benefit of an increase in sales at grocery stores, for example.
Yeah. So when we go back to the different revenue streams that counties have at their disposal, one of the big ones is property taxes. How will property taxes be impacted by this pandemic?
So that's actually a more complicated question than it sounds. But let's start with the fact that property tax levies for 2020 were established by county governments last November or December. Property tax bills were sent out, and a substantial percentage of property tax payments for the 2020 budget year were paid, either in December or in the first of potentially several installments, depending on how each individual county does it, before the pandemic hit. So the good news is that some of this money is already in and won't be impacted. The bad news is that some of this money isn't in. And so the money is clearly owed. But for those property taxpayers who had the ability to pay in installments, now there's a big question mark. How many delinquent payments are there going to be because folks have lost their jobs and are otherwise unable to pay those bills? So there's somewhat of a cash flow issue there. If people are unable to pay, county governments are not going to see these revenues come in per the timing that they were anticipating. The hope is that over the longer term, much of these payments, however, will come in because obviously these are debts that are owed. Now, if foreclosures explode, that's going to have an impact. The other factor here is that where you will see a hit in terms of property taxes is a decline in property values. And we won't even know what that hit is until properties are reassessed later this year and put in place for 2021. Even when counties are putting together their 2021 budgets, those budgets will be based on valuations that occurred as of January 1st, 2020. So what I'm trying to say is that there is going to be a significant lag in terms of diminished property values and how they will impact the ability of local governments to generate property tax revenues. Now, the final very important point is that even if values decrease, local governments do have the ability to increase property tax rates so that they can generate the same amount of property tax levy. That's going to be up to each individual government, whether they're going to be willing to increase these rates if their citizens are hurting financially because of unemployment, because of all of the other factors related to the pandemic. That's a big question mark. But again, here on the relative scale of stable revenues, this is why property taxes tend to be more stable than others.
Yeah. So one of the other things that the report looks at is public service charges. And this is something that's particularly important in Milwaukee County. How have they been impacted?
So there's a whole broad range of service charges, and they're not an insignificant slice of the revenue pie for counties. When we look across the state, they're about 12% of counties' total general revenues. But there's lots of different types of public service charges. So a foremost one is in the area of health and human services. So for those counties that are providing services to people with disabilities or behavioral health issues, there's Medicaid reimbursement involved. There's patient reimbursement if a patient can afford the reimbursement. And so these are considered public service charges. So charges related to health and human services are a big part of that revenue stream. And those ostensibly, if federal and state Medicaid rates remain roughly the same, those should not be impacted very much. There's even a chance they could go up as a result of the pandemic. The service charges that will, however, be impacted severely are those associated with parks and recreational and cultural amenities, real estate transaction fees that are collected by registers of deeds clearly are going to be impacted negatively. And then for a county like Milwaukee County that runs a transit system and an airport, there are going to be significant impacts there. Now, the airport one is trickier because that's a true enterprise fund. And so it's really, there's no property tax levy there. So that hit may be felt most by the airlines that are at General Mitchell International Airport. But still, there's some threat there. On the transit side, without question, transit fares are going to decline precipitously. But the good news there is that there was a specific stream of federal transit aid coming through that federal CARES package that may make Milwaukee County whole for that loss of revenue.
Okay. So I know we don't have a very clear idea of what the future holds for county budgets in general in Wisconsin, but what are some of the themes that we know are to come?
Well, I think some of the real themes of uncertainty, again, are what is going to happen at the federal level, both in trying to stem the huge losses that states are experiencing so that they don't have to cut their aids to local governments, and potentially any direct aid that might go to municipalities and counties. Another huge question mark is what are the increased expenditure demands going to be? Clearly, to the extent that we have counties that are involved in emergency medical services and a variety of different health and human services, there's going to be greater expenditure needs here. So what dollars might be available to offset those? I think another very big factor is what was the fiscal condition of each county heading into this crisis, and to what extent do they have reserves or general fund balances that will essentially get them through this for 2020, though I would imagine that for many, 2021 will then be the real concern.
Yeah. Well, Rob Henken, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Well, thank you, Joy.
Rob Henken is the president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Since this pandemic began, they have been releasing a lot of different reports, analyzing its impact on Wisconsin. You can find all of their research at wispolicyforum.org.